My name is Jenny Gunn, and I'm going to read a short story from my collection, Hungers. Beauty Foils Rapist. It's supper time, a cold January evening. The doors are locked. A woman is feeding her cat when the window shatters and a man flies into the room, scatters shards across the floor, Evel Knievel without his motorcycle. She is too astonished to move before he pulls the gun from his jacket pocket and tells her to strip. And she does, slowly, the gun still pointed at her head, slowly, reluctance, not seduction, while the cat flattens itself under the couch, and all she can think of is that list her mother gave her, 25 ways a single woman can protect herself, and she wonders whether it was something she did or didn't do, and all the while she keeps stripping, slowly. Naturally, she thinks about sinking to her knees, clasping her hands and praying, "Please, rapist God, don't hurt me. I won't tell anyone. I'll do what you want. I don't want to die." But she can smell the excitement of a hunt. His lips huff open, his eyes unblinking. Her own scent. Make a sudden movement and he'll be on her. She thinks this while stripping, and the man's hand is dropping until she's down to her panties and digging inside her brain for her mother's voice, for what must be somewhere within those women rules, the one maybe about stroking his ego, the stupid bastard. She strokes the flat below her navel. Her lips form handsome, strong, want. Strange how, in the beginning, she was naked, then after the serpent and the apple, choose a metaphor, she's scrambling for fig leaves and clothes and words, which make excellent disguises, and how in this new guise she is expected to disrobe, disclose, expose, and gradually this stripping, this peeling off layers, becomes an armor, a weapon, a Trojan horse. Can't he feel the knots in her hands, her lead heart? She strips and strips, shucks off veneer, her mind reshapes itself to shears, strips him of hair and strength and weapons. An eye for an eye. Put him in a ring with King Kong, lock him in a cage with a grizzly, any of a million ways to show him that the last thing he deserves is an ego stroke, miserable coward. Her lips form dinner, movies, flowers, champagne. He pauses, gun lowered. Romance. Love. He puts the gun aside and waits while she dresses, feeds the cat, waits through the drive to the restaurant, the dinner, wine, the bill, please, waits and waits until she goes to the bathroom and dials 911. In the magazine article, the story ends here. Beauty foils rapist, bad guy got caught, woman saved, happy ending. Later, when she retells the story to her friends, they laugh. Rapists don't come through windows at supper time, they say. You must have known them, they say. Why did you strip, they ask. What did you have for dinner? Why aren't you dead? Truth is, all around us, women are stripping. On buses, in magazines, at newsstands, on billboards, in drugstores, on TV, in movies, in videos. They're so naked, we don't see them anymore. And this woman, this starlet, as the article describes her, meaning cheap slut, this woman who duped her would-be rapist, did she go home triumphant, fearless? Or did she buy bars for her windows, bolts for her doors? Did she move up to the 26th floor, put an electrified fence around the balcony rail, barbed wire and alarms connected to a security post, motion detectors, nightlights, and a gun under her pillow? The trouble with real life is that some endings come unexpected,